I think that the problems that face our people today, let's not even go to the world at large, are so serious and so abundant that we're becoming numb. We become numb to a lot of the crises that exist, which should really evoke a tremendous sense of pain, concern, tears maybe, heartfelt tefillah, a response that's real based on the seriousness of the problems. But the problems are so prevalent, we hear so much about them, that we just become immune, we become numb. And that's something that we have to be able to change. Because in numbness, we do absolutely nothing for the problems. In feeling, if we can be sensitive, if we could allow ourselves to remain sensitive to the suffering of people, then we might be able to do something to help. And I'm talking about, of course, illness, and not just the COVID, but serious illnesses that are plaguing our communities. They have been, and they're quite frequent. We hear about them often. I'm talking about shidduchim, which is really in crisis proportion, in terms of how many people are aging, getting older and older, and almost losing any hope of ever getting married. Talking at the same time about infertility, which is an issue. A lot has been done in that area, but it's still a painful issue for so many. Talking about parnosa, some people have been fooled into thinking that everybody during the COVID has become rich. But in reality, many people have become destroyed because their businesses are no longer, and whatever they may be getting to supplement is not enough to help them. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much going on. There's so much suffering. But the problem is that, you know, we've heard so much about it. It transforms itself from a tragedy to a statistic. When the numbers get very big, they're statistics. Nobody feels pain for statistics. Statistics we can't relate to. They're too big. The numbers are too high. We can't count them on our fingers. We can't grip the concept. So I think we need to refocus on a lot of these issues. Truth of the matter is, I've mentioned this many times, Chazal say that the obligation to be mispalel for a Talmud Chochem, and I don't think it's only for a Talmud Chochem, although a Talmud Chochem is even a higher responsibility, but ad sheyechle, until you get sick. Well, the concept is, why do you get sick? Because you internalize the pain through tefillah, that it just makes you sick. You just, like, you can't handle it. It's just too much. That's why when we're mispalel for people, even though the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mesakein nuschois that go for the rabbim, re'eva onyeinu, rifo'enu, borei choleinu, these are plural, these are for the klal. But we know that we mention individuals, because every time you mention an individual by name, you can focus more. This person has a name. It has maybe a picture. Maybe you know what that person, you know, personally. Or even if not, but it becomes an individual rather than part of a overwhelming statistic. And therefore, we're able to feel it more and identify more with it. And the tefillah is more heartfelt. Tefillah that's accepted is avodah shebelev. It's felt in the heart. If it's not felt in the heart, it's words. So I think it's something that's very, very important to focus on. The truth of the matter is that the Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, constructed a very potent formula for tefillah. The Shemoneh Esrei that we have is built and balanced to touch on all the emotions. And basically, it's constructed in a way that at the beginning, we praise Hashem. The first bracha, the second bracha, third bracha, and we focus the fact that whatever we're doing, it's all in the hands of Hashem. Any concern that we may be asking for, any pain that we may be feeling, any desire that we would like to see fulfilled, we know who to turn to. He's the Mekor HaBrochos, HaKeil, HaGodol, HaGirov HaNoiro. He's the Melech Oizer, Moishia, Umogen, V'chulem. He's Mechalkel Chaim B'chesed. So we get this sense of whom we're turning to is the one who's capable and ready and willing, not to mention able, but to hear us and to help us. Then the brochos emtsoyos are bakoshes, but they're also structured very, very interestingly. The first half of them first four are all about first five all about personal requests. Atochinein. We ask Hashem to give us the seichel, the wisdom, to be able to discern what the problems are, to be able to turn to Him, to be able to articulate properly, to be able to focus and really come to Him with the proper requests. Hashiveinu, we know, if we do tshuva and slachlonu, and if we're forgiven, then we speak with much more authority. We have much more capability. We have much more right to be heard because we're doing tshuva and we're asking for forgiveness. So we're not coming as sinners, so to speak, but we're coming with this desire to really be pure and upright and righteous in front of Hashem to ask. And then after that, after slach lonu, we say re'eva onyenu. And Meforshim say that this re'eva onyenu is not talking about the gullus per se. It's talking about the personal suffering of each and every one in the gullus. All the suffering that we mentioned before and so much beyond it. Re'eva onyenu v'rivo rivenu. U'galenu mehero l'man shemecho. We ask Hashem to redeem us from all of our personal suffering, from the problems with health, and from the problems with shiduchim, and from the problems with infertility, and from the problems with parnosa, and so forth and so on. And we ask in general, and we also focus and think about the individuals that have difficulty, and the individuals that we may know. Then we go from that specifically to refuah. Refuah is a big issue. Refuenu. We go from that to borei choleinu, to parnosa, the major issues that face everybody, the suffering in general, the specific of refuah, the specific of parnosa, and we ask Hashem and we ask for help. And then goes on, from there begins the focus on the geula. We ask that Rabbeinu Shalalem, the suffering on here is so intense, is so extensive, is so endless, that there's only one way to end it, and that's to end the golus, to bring about the kibbutz golus, to bring about the Oshiva Shoifteinu, that the Sanhedrin will be restored, and to get rid of all the Malchus Horesha and Tzadikim, Yerushalayim, Es Tzemach Tovi, the Mashiach. And then at the end of all these bakoshes, we ask a general bakosh of Shema Koleinu, Hashem should listen to all of our requests. And then at the end, we do something very interesting. We recognize and remember and review the fact that it's all up to Hashem. And anything we're asking for, and anything we're counting on, there should not think, well, it's me, it's my tefillah, I daven well, I came with good tainus, Hashem promised that He's the Rofei Cholim, He's the Mevorech Hashonim, He's the Mekabetz Golius, and therefore I'm counting on Him. But it's all Him. I recognize, I don't fool myself to think because I daven well, or because I have bitochen, and therefore, since I have bitochen, He's going to respond to me. Since I daven with my heart, He's going to respond. No, it's all directly Hashem, the chesed Hashem. He's the tzur chayenu. No deluchon saperti lo secho. Chayenu amsurim yodecho. Alish meseir abgudasach and everything. He's the toiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho. His rachamim is never withheld. He's the marachim ki lo yisamu chasotecho. His chesed never ends. And that's why me'olam kivinu loch. We always maintain our hope in Hashem. And I think that it's very important to pay special attention to the whole experience of tefillah, to be able to really begin to feel and allow ourselves to feel the plight of others. And that's why so many people introduce specifically in Rifo'enu specific names of people who are sick. And seems to the Mishnah Berurah that the Nusach is not the Yehi Rotzoin that the Siddur says, but rather Rifo'a no le'ploini b'mploini Rifo'a shleima b'soch shochei le'Yisrael. I think the reason is that that's less of a shinoi in the matbea of tefillah, which we're not allowed to do, because Yehi Rotzoin is already a nusach of tefillah that Chazal used, but rather we just put in, ke'ilu we're just putting in specific names. And Shema Koleinu, there's tefillahs there for children, for Hatzlocha, there's tefillahs for Parnosa, there's all kinds of insertions that people make for personal things, and then of course, as the Chayyodim writes to his family in Etzavoh, he writes that at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, before you step back, a person should ask for personal things for himself, for others, in any language that he speaks, and that Mamish will be a heartfelt tefillah, because it's not just using a nusach, but he's rather experiencing something from the heart, expressing something from the heart, and that can make a big difference in the fact that this is a real tefillah.
It's not because of the tefillah?
What?
It's not because of the tefillah Hashem answers you?
No, I didn't say that. No, Hashem answers tefillah. Well, I don't want to get into a discussion now, but Hashem answers tefillah because he's the Shemea tefillah, and he has rachmonis on those that are mispalel, and especially if they're mispalel with a heart, and if it's lev nishbor v'nidke v'kim lo yisivse. But the danger is for a person to think that since I davened well, that's why he's going to answer. He's not going to answer because you davened well. He's going to answer because he has rachmonis on the pain and the suffering, and especially those people that feel that pain, internalize it, and express it through their tefillah. And the same thing with bitochon. It's not because, oh, I'm about bitochon, I have bitochon, therefore Hashem's going to answer me. No, he's going to answer me because he's molei chesed verachamim. My bitochon is focused on that, and that's the schus. Maybe that enhances that chesed and rachamim, but a person shouldn't feel it's about himself. And that's why I believe the Shemoneh Esrei starts with the praises, it's all about Hashem, and ends with the thanking or expressing of hoidor and recognition of Hashem, because it's all about Him. And all the requests that we're making are all focused on Him. And that's why each brocha, we make a bracha, we say refa'inu, and then you're the refa'i chole amo Yisrael. And the Goyin even explains that since these are the things that Hashem does, it's almost as if we're coming with tainus. Say, listen, you're the refa'i cholim, refa'inu. You're the mevorech hashonim, borei choleinu. You're the goel Yisrael, re'evo anyenu, goleinu laman shemecha. The only thing is, the Goyin points out that a person has to be very careful. He shouldn't be relying on the claim, on the, he calls betuv tanoisov, but rather relying on the chesed Hashem. It's all about being focused on the chesed Hashem. And I think that that this is something that if we would allow ourselves to focus more on the pain of others, I think that we would find ourselves wanting to be mispalel for them, craving to be mispalel for them, wanting at least to do something for these people. What can I do for them? Epis, I'll try to do the best I can. Something, I can't just sit by. But the way we sit by, not because we're insensitive, because we're desensitized, because we just don't even notice it. I often wonder, you know, somebody tells you a story about a personal plight, and usually in the middle, you get the point, and you put your hand in your pocket, and you pull out a $20 bill, and you, $25 actually, and you want to give them, and you'd rather they don't even finish the story. Here's the money, you know, go to somebody else, don't waste your time. The problem is, we don't pay attention. Because I'll tell you, the Mishnah says that there are three signs of Bnei Avraham Avinu: Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim, and Chasodim. How come we don't see so much rachmonis? How come we don't feel so much rachmonis? How come we don't have so much busha? That's another discussion. How come when it comes to gemilas chasodim, we can't compare to the stories that we hear about previous generations of the mesiras nefesh that people had for gemilas chasodim? There is this portion. We have it in us. If we have the yachas of a Jew, then we have rachmonim, bayshonim, gemilas chasodim in our neshama. The problem is we don't pay attention. We don't listen. We hear about the plight of someone, and we hear half a story, and the mind is thinking about something else, and it's a little bit too painful, so I don't want to look at the pain, I don't want to pay attention, I don't want to look, it's too much, I feel the pain. But then I try to desensitize myself to save myself the pain, and in reality, I lose the opportunity to help someone. Now, if someone is sick, most of us are not doctors that we could prescribe or invent new medication to save their lives. With shiduchim, most of us are not shadchonim, at least not so melumid, although there's probably a lot more that we could do in those things than to help these people. If people are suffering with parnosa, there's not that much that we could do. What I give them a loan, lend them, what can I lend them? 25 bucks, how much do I have? You know, I can't really do so much about it. I don't do so much about it. People are suffering with their children. You know how many parents are suffering today with children that are rebellious and off the derech and suffering all types of psychological issues as well? It's lo yumi ki super. I don't know if I could really help these people. And therefore, sometimes I just... So what's the point? I'm going to feel the pain. It's going to make me a little bit sad. And I can't do anything about it anyway. So I might as well try not to pay attention. But it's not true. We can do so much about it. Tefillah helps. Tefillah oisa machzo. Tefillah never is turned away empty-handed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shemea Tefillah. It always accomplishes something. You know, the famous story, I think I've said it here before, they say that many years ago, I guess it must have been the very early 50s or late 40s, when Ponovich had just established the Ponovich Yeshiva, so two bochrim from a Shemer HaTzoyer kibbutz come in, I guess, with their shorts and maybe their kova tembles. I don't know what they wore those days. And they're coming in. They want to learn Torah. They came to the point of Yisharov. He didn't know what to do. He never saw such a thing. They want, so those days, we had where to go. We ran to the Chazon Ish. And here's the, what am I supposed to do? What's going on over here? It doesn't make any sense. So he says, Mistoma, they had grandparents, or maybe great-grandparents, who were mispal for their children. And their children, Nebuch, caught up in the Holocaust and whatever it was, all that was Askola, whatever was happening in Europe at the time, wherever it happened, and they drifted. But the tefillahs were not wasted. These tefillahs came back and they were chal on their grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and these two chevra are coming to learn Torah now sincerely, and it's as a result of the tefillahs that were never lost. And that's really the power of tefillah.
What happened?
That
is the story.
What? I don't know. You know, it's very sad that we don't always know the end of the stories. Okay, it would be nice, much more dramatic if we did. But Lamaisa, this is what it is. I want to ask Rabbi Yisai. I think, hello. I want to ask, one second, please. On my desk, is that envelope? There's an envelope there, has Yachnis's name on it. I want to ask as follows, that if we could please... Everybody without exception, everyone without exception, take upon ourselves to focus on. I have here one possibility, which is, and it says I've been trying to reach someone who has a long list of people who are in the need of shiduchim. I have just a small list here.
I have a long
And what? Okay, well, there are long lists and long lists. Thank you. There are long lists that are really long lists. And Lemaisa, it seems in the Welt, I assume that's what they do when they say the Gedolim are going to be mispalel. In the most cases, what they probably do is you have a list, and they say that all the names on this list Hashem should have Rochmonis on. So at least there's something tangible. If we could take a few names each person, I would like someone maybe to help me with that, to divide that up. That would be even better. But we should take the time, whether it's with Shiduchim, which is a tremendous need. Sick people is a tremendous problem. People now with parnosa, they're serious issues. You know, there are people that are very wealthy that lost their businesses. And a wealthy person is, you know, the din is, if a wealthy person becomes poor, you have to give him sus lirkov olov ve'eved lo rutz lefonov, a horse to ride as he's used to, and an eved to run in front of him, because that's he's an oni, but that's what he needs. That's his lifestyle. That's what he's used to. A rich person who loses his money and he no longer, you know how many they tell me, do you know how many deliveries from Toymichei Shabbos are going on in Back Lawrence. Back Lawrence is where the super wealthy live. It's very, very serious. So that's what I think we should do. I have here, Baruch Hashem, that Mrs. Yachnis sent, I think that's who sent it, yeah, that we have more of these cards for tefillahs for shiduchim. I would suggest that over here, where if you're saying it, that when it says and before it says v'yizku lirois, to say ubifrat, and to mention names, to mention a few names that you have, people that you know, whatever it may be. Hashem speaks English too. He speaks any language that you speak, and Mimela, I think we have to sensitize ourselves. I have no doubt that from the people sitting in this room alone, if we will engage in feeling the pain of people that are suffering and in heartfelt tefillah, whatever it is, even the end of Shemoneh Esrei in any language that you speak, in heartfelt tefillah for these people, we can be guaranteed that there will be significant results. Will we be zeicha to attribute the results directly to us? That's a little bit selfish. So let's say it's not attributed to us. But if it can have those results, we can make a difference in their lives, then I think it's the best investment that we could possibly make. So please feel free that we have these things to please take if you didn't take them last time. And Hashem should help that we should be able to focus seriously on the pain of others so that we can focus our hearts on the tefillah for others. And I guess we should also remember that if anything that we may need, HaMispal Ba'at Chaveroi, if we daven for someone else, and we have also a similar need, and many of us do have similar needs, and that certainly should be an additional, not the main, and not the total, but an additional encouragement. Hashem should help that we should be able to feel, we should be able to be mispal, and all of our tefillahs should be accepted.